I want Bates to embrace the principle that preparing our students for the world of work is central to the mission of the liberal arts, and I want us to support that effort in a variety of intellectual and practical ways. So this is a big priority.
So in that case, education is just to get a better job, but just want it to make it more about getting a better job?
Historically, at liberal arts colleges, we've said, we don't train you for a job, we train you for any job.
Right.
And it used to be, the better the college, the worse career services. That was kind of a point of pride. You'd say, good luck with that.
okay.
And that's not true here anymore. We have an excellent new director of career services in David McDonough. But this is the deal. I want to make the case conceptually that the liberal arts has no business saying we're not about preparing students for the world of work. It's central to the mission, intellectually, conceptually. Because if you're here trying to figure out what lights you up, what turns you on, what are you interested in, how are you going to be a happy and contributing human being in life, that's about figuring out what you're meant to do, at least do next. So that process of discernment about what you're meant to do, what really lights you up, ought to begin in orientation, and it ought to extend in very intentional ways, intellectually and conceptually, throughout the time here. Beyond that, there are a series of practical things we need to do. I want us to have a huge rack of Bates-sponsored internships after sophomore summer, when it's hard to get internships, and use our alumni and professional networks, create a scaffolding that is much more robust around that. I want, when you come here to Bates, to say, Bates is actually going to help me in a deep way, but also in a lot of practical ways, figure this out. I'm not just going to be sent over to career services for a resume session. It's right. Much more than that.